Student Luma Abunameh says those who did not qualify for the special immigrant status visas, like those Afghans who acted as U.S. military interpreters, fall through the cracks when it comes to resettlement aid.
Many of the arrivals to the United States have been granted a humanitarian parole. This is a temporary status. These people who have been granted humanitarian parole do not qualify for the same assistance as SIV.
So now the students in Rima have enlisted the help of more than two dozen local artists, Eric Fitzpatrick, Kyle Edgel, and Jane Lillian Vance among them. They've donated the works of art for a silent auction that starts Sunday morning at Fork in the Alley and takes bids until next Friday. Proceeds go to the Roanoke Refugee Partnership to help resettle the Afghan refugee families expected to arrive here. Third-year medical school student Sarah Yosef says she comes from a refugee background.
In this situation, during this Afghan crisis, we are wanting to specifically focus on the primary problem here is housing security.
Fork in the Alley will also donate a portion of its food and beverage sales this Sunday to the Roanoke Refugee Partnership. Gene Morano, WFIR News.